Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm CEO of Roadhouse International, and welcome to another episode of Expat Thailand. Excuse me, I'm coughing a little. If my energy isn't quite up, I'm coming off of COVID. If you haven't listened to my prior episode, you'll hear where I caught it from. It was actually from a business trip back to Thailand, but just tune into that episode. Let me just take a quick sip of my coffee here. But today, I want to touch on an issue that I normally talk about on a regular basis, because sometimes people just can't refer. I have so many episodes. I'm literally in the hundreds and hundreds of episodes, 300 to 400 episodes. I've had to delete a lot of my old ones. I did a batch delete of over 150 episodes that recorded like 6-7 years ago. But today, I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about, and these are just through future clients from emails and just frequently asked questions, which is, excuse me one second. Also, by the way, for those of you that use Ring alarms, they actually work here too. So just to let you know, it does work here. So if you want to buy, I use the peephole one, so we put that in our door. It does work. Another quick thing too is we attempted, so when I was back in the States for the last holiday, my wife and I were back. We bought these Blink wireless cameras, motion cameras. It's a company owned by Amazon. And I always check to make sure on the on the voltage that it is compatible with 220 voltage here in Thailand. And it did say that. It didn't work here. So Blinks do not work, because Blink, you still have to plug in like the motherboard into an outlet, and then that connects to the Wi-Fi and connects to the cameras, and it did not work here. So don't waste your money on Blink and don't bring it here. But as long as it's not plugging into any socket, for example, our Ring peephole camera is just battery operated. So that's a side note. Just want to save you guys some money and some hassles. But what we use for our cameras here at home is Xiaomi, which is a Chinese company. Very popular, like the Apple of China. And so we use Xiaomi cameras, and they work very well. So today I'm going to talk about an issue that comes up all the freaking time. And I don't mind talking about it, because it is just a means to educate future residences here in Thailand and future clients, saving me the time to have to re-explain everything. These are reasons why buying real estate in Pattaya is one of the worst decisions you can ever make. Not that saying that Pattaya is a bad place to live. Pattaya is not a bad place to live. It's just different flavors for different folks. Pattaya, the demographics, if you're not aware, is primarily going to be men, single men in that 40 to or 35 to 75 years old. And these are newly divorced guys, single guys looking for love. And Pattaya is the closest beach city, biggest beach city to Bangkok. It's only about an hour and a half away. And then when that high-speed train is completed, it will be literally like 30 minutes from Suvarnabhumi Airport. So Pattaya, if you choose to live there, that's your prerogative. I'm not judging you. That's fine. Pattaya is not a bad place. The beaches, you still have a beach. It's not as clean, but you still have a beach. It's very, very affordable, like super freaking cheap. But there are many, many aspects of Pattaya that makes zero sense for an English-speaking expat like you and I to live, and here are the reasons why. Let's talk about investments first, because real estate is what I know best, and real estate investments is my favorite, even over crypto. Second world nations are unique when it comes down to real estate investing. Unlike buying places in Australia, New Zealand, UK, or somewhere in Europe or even North America, you buy something in some absolute shithole. Sorry for cursing, but there's no other way to describe it. Literally 5 to 10 years from now, that shithole is going to be a redeveloped upcoming area. And that investment you made will probably double or even triple, depending on where. Think of all the places. I'm thinking of some of the places in the United States that are considered just crime-infested areas 10 years ago. Now they're redeveloped, and now these new up-and-coming hip areas and like the place to live. So when you buy these places, you made a great investment. But that is not the case in second world nations. And it doesn't matter if you are buying in Latin America, if you are buying somewhere in Southern Europe, or here in Asia. Real estate strategies are very different, and damn, did I learn that the hard way. Don't make the mistakes I made. Americans, not just Americans, but Westerners, it's not just Westerners, it's everyone. If you have some money, you just have the notion of, I want to own. Why rent when I can own? So when Westerners come here to Thailand, and the first stop is in Pattaya, they look at this place. They're like, wow, I can't believe I can buy a condo across the street from the beach for literally a fraction of what it would cost in the States. I'm going to buy it. And lo and behold, a couple years later, they realize they made a tremendous effing mistake. And here are the reasons why. Pattaya as a whole, it has a bad stigma to all Thais, especially high-so Thais. High-so Thais are educated Thais. It's called high society Thais. They look at Pattaya and anyone that owns or lives in Pattaya as you're just some whoremonger. Especially if you're white or you're a foreigner and you were to come up here to Bangkok and they say, where do you live? They say, I live in Pattaya. They'll automatically assume you're a whoremonger and you're an effing loser and I don't want to be next to you. I kid you not. They're not going to say it to your face, but that's a perception. So if you don't want those kind of perceptions, don't buy in Pattaya. If you are, certainly don't brag about it, because there's nothing to brag about when you say I live in Pattaya. It's like saying I live in Compton, I live in South Central, or I live in Chicago South Loop 20 years ago when it was crime infested. There's nothing to brag about. That's the stigma of Pattaya. Because of that stigma, you will not find Thais buying properties in Pattaya. Instead, they buy next door in Jom Tien, or better yet, across the bay of the Gulf of Thailand in Chao Phraya Hin, which is more high-so, more upper class. That's one. Bad stigma. That bad stigma is never, ever going to go away. Never. Then the next thing is you have to look at this as human behavior. Imagine if you are working in Disneyland. Yeah, you may have loved it as a kid. You're like, oh, I always want to go work at Disneyland. It's so fun. It's so exciting. It's the happiest place in the world. Then you go work there, and you deal with tourists from all over the world, rude effing tourists that you have to put up with their bullshit every single day. How does that change your perception of Disneyland? It's no longer that magical, happy place. Instead, it's crap. Because you deal with these effing tourists these arrogant tourists day in and day out, and after time you become jaded and you just become irritated in dealing with these type of people all day and all night. So that's the same exact perception that local Thais that work in Pattaya have. And it's not just Pattaya, Phuket is also another one. Imagine working in these cities for the last 2 decades and you have nothing but arrogant foreign tourists pushing you around, treating you like shit, talking down to you, treating you like a servant. How does that make you feel over years and years of that kind of abuse? It makes you kind of hate Western tourists, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. So, lo and behold, places like Pattaya become infested with locals that hate Westerners. And you can't blame them. So why would you want to live in a place that doesn't like you? They just see you as a dollar sign. How much tip can they get from you? How much money can they scam from you? That's Pattaya. You don't believe me? Well, I'm not going to ask you, because you're just going to learn the hard way. Because that's the honest truth. And you don't know these things unless you've been... I've been here for 10 plus years. I'm married to a Haiso Thai that's educated. Tons of Thai friends that are educated. So I get this information from them. And just like you, I was shocked. I'm like, really? I didn't kind of see that. But they say, once you spend time there, you will see it firsthand. And over time, I did see that. It's a night and day between Pattaya and Hua Hin. Night and day. So that's number two. Why would you want to live in a place where people treat you like shit? Do nothing but try to scam you. Then the third thing is, when it comes to real estate, as I stated, if Thais aren't buying in Pattaya, so who's buying? The foreigners. So if there are no foreigners in this country, you have an excess supply. Even before the pandemic, we literally had an excess supply of inventory coming in the market in Pattaya. They couldn't give this shit out. And there's so much shitty and crappy construction in Pattaya. They don't care. You're a foreigner. What the hell are you going to do? You're going to sue them? No, you're not. And they know that. Because you're the demographic. They're building these buildings for you, the sucker, not to the Thais. That's what you need to understand. Real estate values in Pattaya will never ever appreciate. You're lucky if you're going to break even if you're buying in places like in the northern side of Pattaya, which is considered like the Haiso area of Pattaya. You might be lucky to break even. But most of the time, if you buy and you try to resell this thing, your condo, in a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, you'll lose money. There's no question. And isn't it shocking as a foreigner, as a Westerner, you're like, oh my God, you're telling me that if I can buy a piece of real estate in Thailand and actually it will never appreciate? Huh, yeah. Yep, you sure can. That's how my firm differs from every other firm here in Thailand. Every other firm, they don't give a shit about you. They just care about the commission and sell you. You're never going to see them again because they know you're not going to buy anything else from them. They don't understand appreciation. They don't understand putting a portfolio. They don't understand these kind of things because they don't care. I am a real estate investor first. I understand this stuff. I've been doing this for 2+ decades around the world. So I know what types of property will appreciate here in Thailand and what won't. And buying a property in Pattaya will never, ever appreciate unless you are buying a hotel, a mega hotel. That's the only good investment in Pattaya. That's it. That is it. Excuse me one second, I'll just take a quick sip of my coffee. If I haven't said this before, man, COVID sucks. I don't recommend getting it. Take precautions, folks, because it sucks. So that's three. Horrible, horrible real estate appreciation because there isn't any appreciation. Then the fourth thing is, you're like, okay, well, when I'm not in Pattaya, I'm going to rent it out. That's a great idea if you can rent it out. But you're not going to be rented out. And again, as I stated earlier, because there's an excess amount of supply. So if you're trying to rent out your unit, not just the fact that you're competing with the thousands upon thousands of other foreigners that are trying to rent out their same exact unit, not just in your building, but surrounding buildings, and lowering the price to be more competitive. But also, you're competing against developers' units. Didn't know that, did you? Yeah, because there's so much excess inventory out there, the developers can't sell them, so like, what the hell? We'll try to rent them. So you're competing against them too. Then your third competition are the local hotels. And then your fourth competition are service condos. Those are whole condo buildings that have been converted into like an Airbnb. You have four levels of competition, layers of competition. You're never going to rent out the place. Even pre-pandemic, stuff was staying empty. Yeah, of course, right now, because we're still during a pandemic and there's not enough people coming to this country. I mean, like I say many times, I have empty units myself, but who gives a shit? I pay cash for them. I don't owe anything. Association dues are freaking pennies. I'm not worried about it. Unlike having real estate in the States where I have to pay a freaking mortgage and some stupid association due, I don't have that here. So it doesn't matter. I just, you know, I do believe that we are eventually going to get to that number of 1 million tourists per month. But on the other hand, I believe there's a possibility of a future lockdown with this Omicron BA5 variant. I believe that Western countries are sleeping and they're so naive and thinking that everything is great and peachy. Let's not wear masks, let's touch our face and put our fingers in our mouth and sneeze on each other and not mask up during flights, so we'll be fine. But I believe that, just like my doctor friends believe, that there's going to be a surge in cases till Q4 and Q1 of next year, and then countries like the United States may be banned. So that's something unfortunate to look forward to. So I don't believe that major amount of tourism come to Thailand anytime soon. But that being said, even pre-pandemic, people that are owning multiple units in Pattaya still could not get them rented because of the excess supply. So it's also another reason why it's a bad investment. And then the fifth thing is, why buy in Pattaya when just an hour further on the other side, you can be living literally, excuse me, just take a quick sip of my coffee here. You could be literally living in a Newport Beach of Thailand called Hua Hin. It's beautiful. It's pristine. It's crime free. People are nice. People aren't there to scam you. We don't have an excess supply. Haiso Thais have their second homes there. The late king and king lives there. The queen, the late queen still lives there. They have a beautiful palace there. It's an excellent place to live. And if you can't afford to live in Hua Hin, then the city right next door, Cha Am, is more affordable. It's also our golf capital of Thailand. That's where you want to live. But if you want to be closer to Bangkok, and you kind of like that nightlife of Pattaya, which is fine, then live next door in Jom Tien. Jom Tien is popping, folks. If you haven't heard some of my prior podcasts, the beach rejuvenation was a complete success. It was so successful that Beach Road in Jomtien is now the new hotspot. If you look at pictures, it's just goes off every night with food trucks after food trucks. It's just an amazing place. My wife and I have been there a couple times, stayed in a nearby hotels like the Veranda Hotel. It's gorgeous. It's nice. It's fun. And it's right next to Pattaya. You're literally, depending on where in Jomtien, anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes away. So those are your options. So I'm going to state again. Pattaya is not a bad place to live if that's where you want to be. But I can tell you, as a person that's lived here for 10 plus years, you can do so much better. Why live in a city where the locals hate, literally hate, and despise foreigners? They're there just to make a living. We had the seediest people of all of Thailand congregating in Pattaya. And for you single guys, man, I'm sorry to tell you. If you want to find a Thai wife and you're going to Pattaya, I'm sorry to say, you're just dumber than I thought. That is like the worst place to be. If you haven't listened to my prior podcast about the long con of Thai Isan women, I've done a number of these podcasts. Listen to that. And listen a couple times. Because you're in for a long con. The best place to live in Thailand is in Bangkok. Hands down. If you have to live in a beach, the best place to live, if you have the money, is in Hua Hin or Cha Am Hua Hin. But other than that, there isn't any other place. The only other place I like is Jomtien, because it's close. But those are the people. Oh, Jesus. Okay, I'm going to end this soon. Those are the people that can afford Hua Hin, Cha Am, and want to be closer to Bangkok, and still want to be close to that nightlife of Pattaya. So please don't make this mistake. I don't mean to talk down to anyone. I don't mean to offend anyone. It's just that I've had to do this episode again and again and again, because I get emails all the time of, why do you hate Pattaya? Why shouldn't I buy Pattaya? I'm here in Pattaya right now. It's so beautiful, so great. It's like freaking Disneyland, folks. Yeah, Disneyland's great. Then until you work there and you say Disneyland sucks shit. And it's like telling a kid that doesn't know any better, that just had their first burger, and they went to McDonald's and like, this hamburger is the best hamburger I ever had. And you're like, kid, let me tell you, there's so much better. There's In-N-Out Burger, Smash Burger, Shake Shack. There's so many other better burgers. And they keep telling you, but why? But why? But why? But this burger's good. So please stop asking the whys. And please just take it from someone that has experience, that understands this stuff. And you're listening to this for a reason. Do not buy anything in Pattaya. If you have to live there, just rent. Pattaya, you have a higher probability to get your ass beat, of getting killed, getting stabbed, getting scammed, marrying the wrong woman, even the wrong guy, crossing the wrong people, buying a bad investment, losing all your, the list goes on and on and on and on, folks. It's just not a good place to be. And if you broaden your horizon, if you spend some time, some places I suggest, like go next door to Jomtien, or even go further down to Bang Srei, or go on the other side of the Gulf Coast, and go to Cha Am Hua Hin, because it's a better place to be. These podcasts are made to be truthful. I want you to walk a mile in my shoes. I'm not going to put this fluffy bullshit that some of the podcasters put together, because they're working for developers. they're trying to sell their developments, or they have a real estate brokerage that just lists these shitty freaking condos. I'm not one of those people. I have zero listings. My clients are 100% referrals. My clients are 100% HISO clients that come to me looking for quality luxury. And when they tell me what they want, I go find it, my team and I. That's why I do not carry listings. That's why I'm not peddling lousy, shitty condos to you guys, or even homes. That's not my business. But please, please do not make the mistake. Do not live in Phuket. Do not live in Koh Samui. Do not live in Pattaya. Because number one, that can be the worst investment you've ever made. Number two, that can be the end of your life. There are so many people that have been scammed from Pattaya. There have been people that have been hurt, physically hurt, crossing the wrong people, saying the wrong things. If you don't understand it, if you don't get it, you're just going to get yourself into trouble. So I'm trying to save you the headaches. The idea of living in Thailand is this is a true paradise, folks. Saying Pattaya, excuse me one second. Saying Pattaya is a representation of Thailand is dead effing wrong. Pattaya, Phuket does not represent the culture or the people of Thailand. That those places represent literally the scum of the earth. That people just look at you as a target, look at you to scam. And that pisses me off, pisses my wife off. When people think that, they come to Thailand to go to Pattaya, have a bad experience, and they think that all Thais are hookers, all Thais are trying to rip them off. It's not true. It's like going to McDonald's saying that that's a representation of all the burgers in the United States. It's not. The McDonald's burger is absolute shit. And so is Pattaya. Don't mean to be negative. Just want to give you the honest truth. Do your research. Don't take my word for it. And wish you guys best of luck. See you in Thailand.